Hello and welcome to Not Just About Copy. I'm your host and copy coach, Emma McMillan, and I'm here to help you get copy confident. Through years of copywriting, coaching, and mentoring, I've discovered that writing good copy is not just about learning skills. It's also about knowing why things work, developing the confidence you need to put your writing out there, hone your writing habits, and take action. It's about owning your tone of voice and deeply understanding your audience. You'll hear conversations that will inspire you to reflect on your relationship with writing and prompt fresh ideas. Solo coaching episodes with me will give you actionable tips and strategies to write better copy with more flow, confidence, and fun. Speaking of fun fact, at the time of recording, we're just a handful of listens away from 10,000 downloads. Thank you so, so much for all your support over the past 75 episodes. It really does mean an awful lot. And if this is your first time listening in, a huge welcome. It's so wonderful to have you here. I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which I record this podcast, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations, and honour their deep language and storytelling traditions. I pay my respect to elders past, present, and emerging. Now let's get into today's episode. Now, recently in episode 74, I dived into co-writing, what it is, how it works, and the benefits of working in this way. It's one of my absolute favorite ways to write copy and content for my business, especially those bits I've been putting off for ages. So if you haven't listened to that episode yet, or you don't know much about co-writing, I'd encourage you to go back and check it out. That's episode 74. Today, I'm going to unpack exactly how to get the most out of a co-writing session or arrangement, and also what you could use this time for. Now, if you're a regular listener to the podcast, you'll know by now that I'm all about creating sustainable content creation practices and rhythms, ones that work for you and your life and your business. That's exactly one of the reasons I created Not Just About Copy, the community, to provide that space and structure and accountability to support small business owners to just get writing. If that sounds like something that could help you, you can join the waitlist now to be the first to know when I next open the doors to the membership. You can find it at emmamcmillancopy.com/copywriting-community/. That link is also in the show notes for you. So as I mentioned in episode 74, there are lots of ways to set up a co-writing arrangement. It might be within a membership community such as mine, where there are fortnightly sessions, or you could just informally gather some biz buds or just another person and meet on Zoom or in person for that dose of accountability and a productivity boost. So once you've carved out the time to actually do it, how do you get the most out of a co-writing session? Here are my top 7 tips. Tip number 1 is to set a clear goal. So before you turn up at the co-writing session, clearly define what your copywriting goal or objective is for that session. So identify specifically what content you are aiming to produce or complete during the session. Now, if you are newer to co-writing, you might not necessarily have a sense of how much you can achieve in a session. So it might be a good idea to have a primary thing that you'd like to accomplish and maybe a couple of things on the back burner, because you might surprise yourself with how productive you are. If you've been doing it for a while, you probably have a sense of what's achievable for the length of session that you're going for. But having this clear focus is going to help you stay on track and to make the most of your time. There's nothing worse than that feeling of sitting down and thinking, should I work on this? Should I work on that? And then you spend half the time just making that decision. Tip number 2 is to remove distractions. It sounds obvious, but things like getting a glass of water and putting it on the table, shutting down the tabs, clearing your desk, make sure you've eaten something, been to the bathroom. This minimizes the need to leave or interrupt the session before break time, because once you've committed to that block of time, it's really important that you maximize it. Prepare in advance is tip number 3. Okay, so along with setting a goal for the session, you also need to make sure that you're prepared. So you have everything that you need with you. So that means that if you're working on something that requires research, that you've already done the research, that you've got some, you know, things to work with, you've gathered any kind of reference material or notes with you, because being prepared will let you dive into that writing process much more efficiently and effectively. You don't want to use your co-writing session for research, ideally, it's really about the actual writing. So if you can do that pre-work beforehand, it will mean that you're more productive when it comes to the output. Tip number four is to share your intention. So at the beginning of a typical co-writing session, you'll communicate your intention with your co-writers. And depending on the size of the group that you're working with, you might do that in front of everybody, or you might be paired with one or two people, perhaps in a breakout Zoom room, for example. And you'll actually say out loud what you're going to be working on. And this really helps with accountability and focus. And everybody else will share theirs either in that group scenario or that smaller group scenario. And you can ask questions to help people get clarity if you feel like an intention is too broad. Tip number five is to participate actively. So contribute to the collaborative environment that co-writing provides. There might be a shared timer being used. I like to use one called Cuckoo, and you can actually join it alongside your co-writing buddies just via a link. That's kind of nice because it's ticking away on my second screen, for example, and I can see all the people who are in it, and it just kind of makes us feel more connected, I think. So if you're online and comfortable also to leave your camera on, that can help the group to feel connected as well. Tip number six is take breaks and recharge. So depending on the length of the session, you'll likely incorporate short breaks into the co-writing to recharge, rejuvenate. You can use this time to stretch, to reflect, to chat, or to troubleshoot a problem or a situation with your co-writers. Balancing focused writing with periodic breaks can also help to maintain productivity. So you might like to use the Pomodoro method, for example. That's when you work in a 25-minute block followed by a 5-minute break, and you repeat this cycle depending on how long you have set aside. Or you could opt for a longer block of 10 minutes. If you're doing more than one of these long blocks, you can break for 10 minutes in the middle. Tip number seven is reflect and debrief. So at the end of the co-writing session, you're going to take some time to reflect on your progress and to evaluate the experience. They will share your insights and reflections. You know, how did you go? What was contributing to you staying focused? Or where did you wander off? And how could you, you know, approach that next time? How far did you get towards your intention? Did you stay on track, or did you try and complete something different? That reflection is all an important part of the process. And just to say that some days we have super productive and focused experiences, it's not going to happen every single time. But the more you do this, the easier you'll find it and the better you'll get at it. And just having those other people doing the same thing at the same time just feels really motivating. So to recap, my top seven tips for effective co-writing are: number one, to set clear goals. Number two, to remove distractions. Number three, to prepare in advance. Number four, to share your intention. Number five, to participate actively. Number six, to take breaks and recharge. And number seven, to reflect and debrief. So now that you know how to prepare for and utilize a session, what are some of the kinds of copy or content you could write in this time? Well, my best advice would be something to actually support your business goals. So I don't often bring the things that I can easily do on my own or that aren't as meaningful to my business. I try to bring the pieces that I think will really move the needle. And what that looks like for me might be different for you. But as an example, recently I've used this time to revamp my welcome email sequences, to plan out blog content to support an SEO strategy, and to create some new assets for my membership. I haven't used the time to write social posts or website copy, for example, because these are not as high a priority for me in my business right now. I'd also advise, as I mentioned earlier, just picking one main focus. Don't bring a collection of things to do. It'll overwhelm you and you'll find it hard to decide. So some examples of things that you could choose to work on are website copy. You might be refining some existing website copy, writing some new copy. You might be revising your calls to action. You might be checking that all your internal links are working. You might be optimizing a page for SEO, etc. You could work on some blog posts. So this is probably an example of the kind of writing where brainstorming during the co-writing session is kind of okay. But if you've already done some brainstorming, you can start to outline the structure, or you can just build out a draft that you already have, for example. Social media content. Okay, it's not a priority for me to do in these sorts of sessions, but for others, they really need that accountability and support around them to get some social media content written, or not the content itself, but actually thinking about what is the strategy and planning out a bit of a social content strategy. For example, what am I going to post in the next 4 weeks on LinkedIn? Or what am I going to post on the next 4 weeks on Instagram? And actually mapping that out, that could be a useful thing to do. It could be your email newsletters. So it could be actually writing a newsletter to your community. You might be sending a newsletter out weekly, monthly, sporadically, whatever that looks like for you. But you could actually even use that time to get ahead or to, you know, create a recurring kind of template for yourself in terms of how you'd like to set out a regular newsletter and set up a few ready to go in advance. It could be any kind of PR material. You could be writing a press release, or you could be writing a podcast pitch or a proposal, anything like that. You could be writing a case study, or actually, you know, gathering your testimonials and thinking about, you know, how can you actually utilize these maybe to develop longer case studies, or how could you build in some of this social proof, add them to your website pages and so on. You could be working on something like a lead magnet, for instance, a checklist or an ebook or some sort of worksheet that is on your website that people can download in exchange for their email address. You could be working on a podcast episode. I like to sometimes use a co-writing session to map out some of the upcoming podcast episodes, or even to write my show notes if I'm, you know, wanting to get a little bit organized. It could be writing a video script. So perhaps you're actually creating YouTube videos for your business, or you're wanting to repurpose some of the content that you already have. Maybe you've written a blog and you'd like to repurpose it as a series of short videos, for example. You could be writing a landing page, a particular page for selling a product or service, for example, and you could be working on, say, headlines or mapping out the features and benefits and so on. Lastly, you could be writing content for an online course or a workshop or some kind of thing that you're delivering. So you could be developing the course outline, a module or other kind of workshop materials. So as you can see, that's just scratching the surface. There are so many things you could work on in a co-writing session. And if you can then harness the tips for getting the most out of a session, don't be surprised if you want to build them regularly into your routine. So a little reminder for you as we wrap up, co-writing is one of the core components of Not Just About Copy, the community. So pop your name on the waitlist to hear when I next open the doors to the membership, and that link is in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. If you did, you can rate and review the podcast. That's the best way for others to find it. If you're listening in Apple Podcasts, which I know many of you are, just scroll down to the bottom of the episode and you'll see ratings and reviews. If you tap write a review, you're away. It'll take you less than 2 minutes. I'd be so appreciative. Thanks again for all your support over the past 75 episodes. I really can't tell you how grateful I am. That's it for now. I'll be back in your ears in a couple of weeks. Happy writing.